This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So our pal Barstool Nate from Barstool Sports put out a really good blog yesterday. Here's the title of it. Dear NHL, do the right thing. It would be a travesty if anyone besides Joe B and Locker were on the call for Ovi's record-breaking goal. So he references the fact that the NHL announced a few days ago that there were changes made to the national TV schedule for the Capitals for three games, March 27th at Minnesota, April 12th at Columbus, April 17th at Pittsburgh. So the national feed has taken away from Monumental for those games because they want them in more of the national spotlight. But I completely agree with Nate, and I think a lot of Caps fans do as well. And you can weigh in at 800-636-1067. Joe B and Locker, if his health allows him to, should be the guys calling the tying goal and the record-breaking goal. Because they've been the guys that have been calling the games for 20 years.
Agreed. They've
been calling every single game. They've been on every road trip. They've seen every game of Ovi's career. Like, it shouldn't just be some random national guy on the call.
But you want the game to be a national game?
I don't care.
I honestly don't care that much whether it's nationally televised or not. I think if I had the choice, you can either nationally televise it or you can have the guys who deserve to be on the call doing the game. I would take the latter 100 times out of 100.
Or can't you just have both, just like you do with like football? When there's a nationally televised game, sometimes you can also, if it's like ESPN, you can also watch it on your local channel.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
why not do that?
There might be restrictions.
If I'm Ted, I'm calling Gary Bettman and saying, look, we at a minimum need to be able to simulcast
our feed
alongside if NBC has it or ESPN has it.
So you can watch the national feed or you can watch your own local feed.
Like, I mean, I'm sure this has been discussed behind closed doors already with the higher-ups, but you got to find a way to have Joe B and Locker calling these historic, momentous Ovi record-breaking goals.
Now, Locker hasn't returned back to the call. I think he's still in recovery.
Yep. Yeah.
Still Alan May's been doing it.
But if ESPN can pick and choose games of their liking, they would never agree to that because they would lose the entire DC audience to Monumental.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that they are allowed to do that.
Yeah, I just think it's outrageous that they can swoop in and just cherry pick these huge games.
What were the games again that the national?
The March 27th game at the Minnesota Wild.
All right.
The April 12th game at Columbus is going to be broadcast on ABC.
That's a 12:30 game. Okay.
And the April 17th game at Pittsburgh at 7 p.m. Now, it's kind of weird because it lists ESPN and Monumental here. So is it possible both are broadcasting it? It's being carried on both? That's what it says
or
here.
Or it's an either or.
It's a good question.
I think it should be carried on both. I think that's the compromise. Look, whether or not they agreed to that.
Well, this is the way I look at it. Let's just hope that he doesn't break the record in any three of those games.
So a couple of people in the blog that Nate retweeted, Travis Tuthill, who gets a lot of traction with Caps fans, at Caps Travis with a one instead of an I. He says the national media reaping the rewards of Ovechkin's success after decades of bashing him is complete and utter BS, but unfortunately expected. Joby and Locker deserve to call goals 894 and 895. Please set up an alternate feed for us real fans. Also, Luke Thomas, who we're great friends with, at L Thomas News. Absolute BS that soulless national broadcasters are going to call Ovi tying, breaking Gretzky's record instead of the supremely qualified folks who should be doing it. Legends and first-rate Caps commentators, Joe B. and Locke.
I think the March 27th game is a little early. I mean, he'd basically have to score in every game heading into that to break it. The April 12th, all right, that's certainly a possibility. April 17th, certainly a possibility. So I would probably say it comes down to those two later games. But the odds of it happening in one of those two games is pretty small.
Won't they just adjust? Like, as soon as he gets near it, they're just going to broadcast all of them nationally if they can.
I would think.
I mean, that's what I think they're going
to
do.
I would think they would want to be part of history.
They've shown that they are interested in this.
So as Caps fans, 800-636-1067, does it tilt you that Joby and Locker might not be on the call for Ovi's record-breaking goal when he breaks Wayne Gretzky's record?
Will Locker even be back? He won't even be
back. We don't know that yet. Yeah.
I mean, I certainly want Joe B there.
Doing a really good job filling in, obviously, but Craig Lachlan recuperating from open heart surgery from just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think back at the night that Cal Ripken broke the record, broke Lou Gehrig's record. And I'm guessing, I'm not positive, I'm guessing it was a national broadcast. And I loved growing up.
I don't remember.
And I don't remember who the combination was in 1995, but I loved when Mel Proctor used to do the games with John Lowenstein.
That was in the 80s, I think. I'm not sure that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure I would have preferred that, but I was fine with the national broadcast.
Yeah, I know. But the Caps fans they're a little. Now, this
might be a weird, unorthodox idea. Is there a way that you could loan Joe B to ESPN or whoever for the record, record breaking game, but it's weird because you don't know when it's going to happen.
Well, what you do then is if you just simulcast, just carry their feed.
I'm fine with that,
right? Or just have the two.
They deserve to be involved. They deserve to have that call.
Yeah, the Cal Ripken.
They couldn't do that because like during every face off, they're doing plugs for Monumental and everything like Hadid rugs and everything.
So they have to do two different broadcasts. The local and the national. That's the solution that makes all the sense in the world.
When Cal Ripken broke Gehrig's record, yes, it was an ESPN game.
I think it was Chris Berman. I just looked it up.
Just watching the.
I mean, I loved listening to Mel Proctor and John Lowenstein back in the day.
I know, you're literally harking back to the mid-80s.
Okay, but it's similar to
Joe B.
How people like Joe B. and Locker.
My cheap shot that I would say is that Caps fans are uniquely a little defensive also. They get, they're always fighting for attention, always fighting for recognition.
But like I said, I think the March 27 game is a little early for it to be broken that soon. But let's just hope that it doesn't happen in those other two games.
I might be making, if it looks like he's going to break it at Columbus April 12th, you might have to make a road trip.
You keep saying this, buy your tickets.
Well, he wants to wait. But the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay.
I know, but I'm forecasting.
How much you willing to pay? How much you willing to pay? You're rich.
I mean, hundred bucks per ticket.
Well, they ain't going to get it done.
Sure, at Columbus
might be more expensive than that.
If I buy them now,
no. If it's like the day before,
it's
going to be like $1,000, $1,500.
I'm going to have to try to thread the needle here.
Okay.
Depending on how many goals he scores over the next few weeks.
Just pay the TV.
I'm sure JVS will have some connections.
I'm going to call JVS and ask him for tickets in Columbus.
No, for road tickets?
Look, not to that.
Look,
Media pass.
I'll peel back the curtain. I feel sheepish enough asking him for tickets at Capital One.
He can always say no.
Okay, because I do it a decent amount.
He can always say no.
I'm begging you to ask. That's Ovi free tickets.
Those are the
wherever
in Columbus.
Breaks,
those are the biggest cojones on the planet. To go to Jim and say, "Hey Jim, I love you, man. Can you get me three tickets for a Caps game in a building where you?
He might have a connection.
Work?
He might have a connection.
Look, he's a powerful guy.
I mean,
guy.
You work
sure
for the company.
I'm sure he has connections.
That's like asking Augusta to play at a five someone on a Saturday.
I'm not going
to
put him out to that level. I feel like I put him out already.
You got a starter time.
I like your hustle, though.
Would you drive to Columbus?
I'll be honest. Not that thrilled to fly lately, so I'd probably drive. It's like a 6.5 hour drive. It's not that bad.
I've driven there. It's not a bad drive. But, you know,
just drive there the night before. It's a 12:30
6 hours
drop.
Is kind of the cutoff for pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's a long ways.
It's fine. I'd be okay with it. If I can watch Ovi break the record. Remember, I live a life of regret because I didn't go out to Vegas for the cup clenching win.
Oh, it does.
That's definitely seeping in.
Definitely coming into play.
Really? Yes. You do regret that. You do regret that.
I regret it every single day of my life.
He's reliving the FOMO.
every single day.
That important to you?
I was this close to buying tickets and flying out to Vegas, and I said, you know what? What if they lose? What if I waste a bunch of money to watch the Caps lose to the stupid Golden Knights? And they win, and it would have been a great moment, and I botched it.
Right.
Life of regret.
That's what it is. He's going.
Yeah, of course he's going.
You got to go.
If the record is hanging in the balance,
I would go. You can't thread the needle now. You're just going to have to suck it up and
just
say,
buy
okay.
Them.
You're going to have to buy them the day before. Yeah. It's going to be a $2,000 thing. And by the way, you might have to do it three times.
It's true. It's a good point.
You know, you might need to set aside about $10,000.
I might bankrupt myself.
You might need to set aside about $10,000.
He's better off like taking three or four games that are away and buying them now.
Buy them now. Yeah,
because it'll be less than it is.
That's probably true.
And then the travel, he can just hopefully drive.
You know what? There are games in Long Island too. That could fall in that window.
Yes.
Against the Islanders.
I know some guys.
You know some guys?
I know
with
some
Islanders
guys.
Tickets hookups?
I know some guys that could probably.
Hey, Cakes, come on up. We run this island.
Yeah, we're JVS's tentacles in Long Island.
You just can't wear Caps gear or you'll get your ass beat.
And then the Carolina game, obviously drivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are all drivable for you.
Drivable.
So you should definitely scoop up the ticket now.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And then just eat it or resell it if you can.
It's true. It's a good point.
It would be a hell of a lot cheaper to wait and try and pinpoint the bullseye date.
Mm.
Now, if he puts up a couple goals tonight, and they're playing the Blues
then
tonight.
Accelerates.
Then you might be looking at Detroit in March 16th or something.
It would make me a little happy if Cake spends $5,000 on tickets and then he doesn't score.
That would please you.
It might lower your Christmas bonus. You're rooting for my downfall.
It would make me a little happy.
Hey, wouldn't it be the ultimate Cakes jinx is that if he's trying to find Ovi's record-breaking goal and he goes to every game and you have to wait till next season because he doesn't score?
I'd still have fun going on a Caps road trip.
Hey, Mark, do me a favor. Will you look up just those three games or whatever, see how much tickets are? Let's just use the ones that the national broadcast. See how much tickets are.
So March 27th at Minnesota, April 12th at Columbus, April 17th at Pittsburgh.
See if we could just reserve him now.
I don't want to jinx him. I think he's going to break it long before the April 17th game. That's like the last game of the season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unless he goes on he goes ice cold and just stops scoring.
For the Caps at Columbus game, April 12th. I mean, you can get in the door for $66.
All right, you got to get
it. It's cheap.
Just get it. You should buy two right now.
Any decent seat is $150.
You're going to take your daughter,
you know,
right?
Here's what I would do. I'd probably buy the low tickets where the Caps shoot twice. Because those are going to be less desirable than where Columbus shoots twice.
Hey, to be honest, you could probably make money, buy some low tickets and some high tickets.
That's really threading the needle. I like your attempt.
So for the Islanders game on the 15th, get in price $70. In the Pittsburgh game, get in price $99.
Not that expensive.
You're going to go with Juliet, right?
Probably at least.
Amy, too?
Maybe bring Brendan. Maybe just a pseudo-family road trip. But it's hard to bring my wife because she works. Just bring her out of school.
So it'll be your favorite and then your other child.
There are no favorites. Not sure about the traveling party yet.
Yeah. First line and third line.
To be determined.
Definitely, Juliet's definitely starting first line.
First line. Every face off.
If he waits, there's no chance he's going. I'll just call that now. It's like the Four Nations game final in Boston. It was impossible to get tickets.
Right.
And then the get in price
it's the like day before. $900
Yeah.
Easy.
For the
The thing is, you got to get a bunch of them because you can't thread the needle. You're not going to know when he's going to score. He can go, you know,
he's going to do it in bulk. But with this price, he can do it.
Yeah, but this price, you could get four games. You could just try to like, you know, like
your window. It's
your
like
dispersion thing.
He's like trying to hit a middle in a bet.
Yeah, so you're going to buy 16 tickets.
I don't know.
You might have to do that.
I got
to
do some research. I got to get my crack staff on it.
But still, 16 tickets would be less than the one ticket he would buy the day of.
Probably,
$1,200 or something, based on the prices you guys said. But I would just take his favorite daughter. And then not just Amy can't go, and he doesn't care about
his only daughter, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to say his favorite child. I would take the favorite child. He doesn't really care about Brendan.
It's all legend.
And then the wife, you know, she's got to work.
Oh, Brendan, you can come too.
Yeah, you can come.
I don't know. The seats at Cap One around that time, they're expensive.
They're going up.
Yeah, I mean,
like here.
Anything in the lower bowl is $400.
Right. You're not doing that
already.
Well, I mean,
you would if you knew it was guaranteed.
I would reach out and ask, call in a favor.
You would,
sure.
Oh, he's gonna tell you to get bent.
Are you kidding me? You're gonna get no response.
He's $895, and you just
realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hit him up for tickets. He's going to say, yo, Cakes, I've been saving these for you.
Yeah, I was
hoping you'd text me.
Hey, I got your parking, too.
The worst he could say is no.
How you guys are comical. I just said to ask the same question.
For the home arena.
I understand that.
I'm not going to ask him for tickets.
I think it's equally as bad, Jason.
Oh my
God. I think it's equally as bad.
You guys are unbelievable.
I would never ask him for a game, record-breaking
worst
game.
Worst he can say is no.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah, you guys were born yesterday.
I would never do that. That takes remarkable balls.
Well, Cakes would.
I've got chutzpah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Actually, the worst he can do is not reply, which is what happened yesterday when Mike Marr begged me to text Jim Van Stone for Red Wings Caps tickets.
Oh, really?
Next Friday.
Mm. Yeah.
He didn't respond.
Radio silence. Take that as a no.
I'll be honest.
No, but that happens about 50% of the time.
I was Baker Mayfield. I've already planted my flag in that game.
You already put in a request.
Yeah, just full disclosure.
Aren't you doing the old guest?
I am. They're for a family member.
Oh.
When are we doing
Brendan is bringing some friends to the game.
When are we doing the old cast? What?
Friday. March 7th, Ricky, get some Red Wings.
Put down, what's that date?
Put it on your count, March 7th.
We'll also have our big client meeting next Tuesday.
That's right. Ooh. And the Cakes Classic next Wednesday. Busy week. Very busy week.
Next Tuesday?
Yes.
I come after golf.
All right, got to take a break. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle, you got a hoopty in your driveway you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes today. We need your support. That's the Purple Heart Foundation.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.